From the Museum of Science in Boston, this is Pulsar, a podcast where experts answer questions from you, our audience. I'm your host, Susan Heilman, and today's topic is the International Space Station, which I saw pass overhead just last night. Answering our questions today is Katie Sullivan, an educator at the Museum of Science's Charles Hayden Planetarium. Katie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Susan. I'm very excited to be here.
So let's start off with the basics. Tell us a little bit about what the International Space Station is.
The ISS is basically a large habitable research laboratory in space. It's in low Earth orbit, so it's fairly close by. It orbits about 250 miles above the Earth's surface.
That does seem pretty close. So is that why I can see it, because it's really low?
Partially. It's also highly reflective. It has a lot of solar panels on it, so it reflects sunlight very easily. So it appears really bright if you're looking at it in the nighttime sky.
So at 250 miles up, being out in space, it must be going pretty fast.
Yeah, it orbits at about 17,000 miles an hour. So it only takes about 90 minutes for it to orbit the Earth one time. So for a whole day, that's about 15 and a half orbits. A lot of sunsets and sunrises.
Right. So who gets to see those 15 sunset and sunrises a day?
Whoever is on board the ISS. So in total, the ISS can hold up to six people. There have been more than that, but comfortably it can fit six crew members. Right now, there are three astronauts on board. There are also cosmonauts as well. There's three right now. They're going to come back down in the middle of April, and then another three are going to be sent up in just a week now.
Oh, wow. Okay. And you mentioned astronauts, cosmonauts. Is it just the U.S. and Russia that send people up there?
There are five different agencies that make up the International Space Station. So in addition to NASA and Roscosmos, which is the Russian space agency, there's the European Space Agency, the Canadian Space Agency, and JAXA, the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency. So in addition to U.S. astronauts and Russian cosmonauts, we have astronauts from many different countries.
Wow, so that really is an international space station. That's
yes,
pretty cool up there.
Definitely.
How big is it if it fits six people? Is it cramped?
So the entire ISS is actually about the size of a football field, so it is pretty large. But a lot of the different components of the ISS are dedicated to research. There's also like a gym on board and
cool,
all kinds of equipment.
So how long does someone stay up there at a time?
Yeah, so depending on the length of the mission, they can stay up there for various amounts of time. Recently, the astronaut Christina Cook, she just completed a space flight that was just shy of a year, and it's the longest space flight for any woman, which was pretty exciting.
So the most frequently asked question by visitors, by anyone I've ever talked to, is how do you go to the bathroom in space, or I guess specifically on the space station?
Yeah, so astronauts, they use kind of like a suction device that way to prevent waste from dispersing in the International Space Station and any of the surrounding environments. They use a suction device.
Cool. That's enough said. We'll use our imaginations from there. So you mentioned that a lot of the habitat up there is actually used for experiments in space. Can you tell us a little bit about what they're doing?
Sure. So currently, there are a few different experiments going on. There's always experiments in all different types of science going on up there: astronomy, physical sciences, medical science, meteorology, all kinds of stuff. And right now they are doing an experiment involving the human gut microbiome. So they're seeing the long-term effects of spaceflight on all of the bacteria that live inside of us. They're also doing some experiments showing how arteries and blood vessels can change for astronauts. Here on Earth, humans, their arteries kind of stiffen up as they get older. That tends to happen to astronauts in space fairly quickly. So that's something that we want to monitor if we're going to send astronauts to the moon or, you know, even farther than that. It's pretty important. There's also a experimental module called the Alpha Magnetic Spectrometer, which is trying to find the existence of dark matter. So a lot of cool stuff.
That is a lot of amazing stuff, both for space and for Earth research.
Yeah.
So you mentioned medical research. And one of the things we're thinking, obviously, a lot about here on Earth right now is the coronavirus. Do they have to worry about, well, I guess, coronavirus in space or any diseases in space?
Yeah, so NASA is taking the coronavirus very seriously, but they also take all health measures very seriously, starting with the Apollo 14 mission back in 1971, crew members have to go into a quarantine before they head up into orbit. So they quarantine themselves for about 2 weeks before the launch. And so that's been going on ever since that particular mission. So for the next mission to the ISS, astronauts will be in quarantine, but they'll also have to take the test to see if they have the coronavirus. And then once they're cleared, they can head up into space. But it is a concern because bacteria and viruses act a little bit different in space, and also the astronauts' immune systems change in space as well. They're not as good at fighting diseases in space as it would be on Earth. There are different changes in stress levels that can compromise their immune systems. Viruses and bacteria are also very easily transmittable on the ISS, because if you think about if you sneeze on Earth, the particles come out and then they just kind of fall to the ground because of gravity, but on the space station, they just continue to float all around them, so they have to be really careful.
Well, it's good to know that they are being careful, both for coronavirus and, yeah, for any number of diseases that could go up there. So I wanted to finish off by telling all of our listeners how they can see the International Space Station if they want to. So what do they do?
So if you would like to track the International Space Station, you can go to spotthestation.nasa.gov/sightings. Just type in where you are viewing from, and then that should tell you all the upcoming sightings from your area.
Yeah, I get texts on my phone that let me know when it's going to pass overhead. And so I set an alarm on my phone, and we go out in the evening. And my husband, son, and I, we look for it. It tells us where it's going to be. And we look up, and we wave to it. And we like to think that maybe they're looking back down at us at that moment. I don't know what they would be doing, but we like to wave up at them. So that's something you can do from your very own backyard.
Yeah, a great activity now, too, when everybody's kind of stuck inside and itching to get out just for a brief moment.
Katie, thank you so much for joining us once again and answering all of my questions and all of our listeners' questions about the ISS.
Thank you so much for having me. This was awesome. I love talking about space.
You can